The America that we are living in right now is not a free America.
We must affirm, swear, that we will never allow justice to be perverted so much in the United States of America that a man who spends 28 years on death row for a crime he didn't commit gets a shoddy apology and a drive to a convenience store. Good evening, everyone. It is Monday, June 8th, 2020. I am your host, Mike Donovan. Here we are on the Not Free America Radio podcast, joining you again on another day with protests across the nation, although decidedly less violent. I think that's good for everyone. But you cannot ignore the fervor that exists in the United States right now around the issue of police corruption. And folks, I come to tell you the message I've brought to you many, many times, which is this is not an issue that the right and the left should disagree on. This is an issue we should all agree on. The police should respect their power and not abuse it. There's not a person listening to this show who should disagree with that. Folks, the phone number to call if you have had your civil rights violated is 1-855-925-2833. Again, 855-925-2833. We fund a civil rights law firm. And if you call that number and you have a civil rights case or you have a friend or someone that you know, we can get an attorney to be in touch with that person. And if you have a case and the attorney thinks that you have a case, you want to pursue it, then you can do that. That attorney won't charge you for filing that case. We cover that. Okay. So that's what that number is for, 855-925-2833. Because if you don't stand up for your rights right now, they don't matter. They don't exist. It matters what you do. Right now, what you are willing to accept matters too. Because what you are willing to accept, you are doomed to repeat. Folks, I want to talk to you about a gentleman named Walter Ogrod. Now, I'm not going to talk to you about another person who was killed by a police officer. There have been plenty of those. I'm not going to talk to you about a politician. I'm not going to talk to you about a business owner fighting back against coronavirus restrictions. Not tonight, no. Tonight, I'm going to talk to you about a guy named Walter Ogrod. Walter Ogrod was convicted in 1988 for killing a four-year-old girl named Barbara Jean Horn in Pennsylvania. And for the last 23 years, Walter Ogrod sat on Pennsylvania's death row. Why? Because in 1988, when he was arrested for the crime, his four-year-old neighbor girl, dead and stuffed into a television box. It was obvious to the police that Ogrod did it. It was very clear that that was their only suspect. And Ogrod, in police custody, did sign a confession. So what on earth are we talking about Ogrod for today? Well, because Friday, a court judge in Pennsylvania ordered Ogrod released. Why? Because, and you'll be interested to note, that both the current district attorney for the city of Philadelphia and the little girl's mother have supported this case, supported Ogrod in his efforts to get out of jail. What is happening when a prosecutor and the mother of a child victim are so compelled to fight for the guy who was convicted of murdering her when the police and the prosecutors, otherwise the courts, don't listen? Mr. Ogrod was coerced into a police confession. We now know he wasn't even there. He was coerced into signing a confession, and he was threatened with violence if he didn't sign it. When he was initially tried, the evidence was so blundered that it ended in a mistrial, and there was a second trial. The district attorney and the judge who released Ogrod indicated that during that second trial, police and prosecutors lied. They simply lied. They manufactured evidence, and they hid evidence that would have indicated Ogrod was not guilty, like the fact that he wasn't even there. They allowed a man who was clearly operating outside of his ability to comprehend what was happening to him in the moment. They allowed that man to sign a confession that they knew wasn't true. They knew it wasn't true, just to close a case and get rid of an undesirable. And then once they close that case, once they go to trial, it's lies, lies, lies until Ogred is convicted and everybody celebrates because a child murderer is off the street. But in reality, no, a child murderer is not off the street. And not only is Walter Ogred's life an innocent man destroyed, but what of the young girl and the justice for her? And what of the madman who actually killed her? How many other children have died while Walter Ogred sat on death row? Why are we talking about this on this podcast? Because this is the ultimate example of arrogance and hubris in prosecutors, folks. We have given this police state too much power. It is the same corrupting power that we saw Janet Reno engage on display when the hideous and vicious actions at Waco occurred. It is the same hubris we saw when ATF agents and federal agents slaughtered the family of Randy Weaver. This, folks, happens not just to poor black people. Walter Ogred is a white guy, but he's poor. He doesn't have anything. You see, it isn't just race. It isn't just race. Race is definitely a factor. But in reality, the government is made up of people who have power and wield it. And they are not going to give it up, and they are going to wield it against you if you challenge them. That's how this works. Our Constitution believed, it was written with the idea that we would ultimately one day perhaps have to fight our own government, and we were given the ability to do so with a promise in the Second Amendment that said that we could be stronger than our government for a reason, because one day we may need to retire it. Our government put Walter Ogred in jail for 23 years on death row for a crime he didn't commit. And when Common Pleas Judge Shelley Robbins ordered a new trial on Friday, reduced the charges so that he could be released on bail, he was taken outside of the prison walls to a service station where he met his family. The state of Pennsylvania saw fit to take Walter Ogred, an innocent young man, and destroy him, destroy his life. Considering the pretrial time, his total time in prison was actually 28 years. Walter Ogred is an innocent man. Walter Ogred spent decades in prison for a crime he didn't commit. And no one knows his name. People who are killed by police, the number is way too high. But people whose lives are destroyed by corrupt police is a number that we can't even comprehend. It isn't just liberals. It's conservatives too. Because the police state is all about power. And the protectionism in the police state, by the way, doesn't come from patriotic, right-wing ideology. It comes from public unions. You know that little blue line flag I see so many folks have on the back of their car? It's this thin blue line. You know where that originated? Police unions. The thin blue line is the line between your accountability and their hubris, your ability to hold them accountable and their ability to act with lawlessness. And it's your ability to defend your liberty and their willingness to take it away, just like they did with Walter Ogred. Folks, if you think that you are safe from this government, you are ignorant or very, very privileged. This government may be okay with you today, but trust me, at one point, if you do not act completely subjugate yourself to this government will turn on you, and you do not want to be alone when that happens. You don't want to be alone without anyone else to fight for you. We need to remember there is a liberty principle in this country founded. This country is founded on a liberty principle found in our Bill of Rights. We must go back to it. We must go back to it. We must embrace it. And we must affirm, swear, that we will never allow justice to be perverted so much in the United States of America that a man who spends 28 years on death row for a crime he didn't commit gets a shoddy apology and a drive to a convenience store. Qualified immunity says it doesn't even matter. Folks, we're better than this. As a country, we're better than this. This isn't one side versus the other. And if you think that your presidential candidate likes police and the other presidential candidate doesn't like police, you're part of the problem. The police state in this country isn't conservative or liberal. It's powerful and it's controlling. And if the president is a Republican, then he or she would have access to a police state that they could abuse. But guess what? That's true if the president's a Democrat too. And all my Republican friends that talk about all the horrible things that happened in the Obama administration with guns for money and all these schemes and stuff like that on the border. Are you kidding me? Do you not? You're a hypocrite if you don't notice the same things happening with the guy you voted for. Look, I know not anyone's perfect. I expect that people I vote for aren't going to be perfect. Don't drive yourself into hysteria, folks. No single person running for office is ever going to be there to protect you. You have to protect you. Support your candidate. Support the policies. But understand, if someone's breaking into your house at 2:00 in the morning, Joe Biden or Donald Trump ain't going to help you. Do you understand me? If someone runs you off the side of the road on the highway, Joe Biden, Donald Trump aren't going to help you. And if you find yourself at the hands of a corrupt police officer, I don't care if you're white or black, I don't care if you're religious, conservative, or secular, liberal, I don't care. They won't either, because to them, they are powerful and you are their subject. We stopped adhering to a monarchy hundreds of years ago, and yet we've let police unions build a monarchy driven by public union policies. And the saddest thing I see today is a litany of conservative, quote-unquote, Republicans lining up to support public police unions. Certainly, times they are strange. Folks, 1-855-925-2833. Call and report civil rights violations. We'd like to help you out. And www.notfreeamerica.com if you'd like to join us. Folks, it's a movement. We need you. We need you so that individual liberty can become the founding bedrock principle of this country again, and so that we will never have to worry about our rights being usurped the way that we have seen them over the last 50 years and specifically over the last 5 months. Folks, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.